اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And I am really happy to inform you that some of the students of Sevier International School are here with us in this session, and I really welcome them. Salam, Hussein Ruhullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Are you all right?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Welcome. Ali Nasir.
Alaikum assalam.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, good. And Fawad Haider.
Salam, sir.
Salam.
I'm fine. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. And Hassan Nasrullah.
Salamun alaikum, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Salamun alaikum. So, welcome, brothers. So, today, inshallah, our main topic is Surah Al-Kafirun on chapter 30 of the Quran Kareem, page 603. So, Surah Al-Kafirun, inshallah, we'll have an explanation about this surah, and then, inshallah, we'll move on with the Tajweed rules. Before we start, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, and me, and also our brothers and sisters, we all together listen to the recitation of this surah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, la a'budu ma ta'budun, wa la وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدْ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ.
Nice one. I will inshallah recite it once. Make sure you listen and repeat, okay? Brothers and sisters, please hold your Quran and practice with us. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قل يا أيها الكافرون.
قل يا أيها الكافرون
لا أعبد ما تعبدون
لا أعبد ما تعبدون
ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد
ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد
ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم
ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم
ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد
ولا
لكم دينكم ولي دين
لكم دينكم ولي دين
Ahsantum, mashallah. Very, very important thing I want to tell you today, and keep it in mind. Sometimes, maybe some of our friends, they might give us some suggestions, okay? They might say, come on, let's go to the party, okay? Our friends, they get together, let's go there, okay? We'll have fun, okay? And, guys, if you know, because you are a believable person, okay? Because you are a believer to Islam, to Allah Almighty, and you really care about the rules and teachings in Islam, okay? The commands of Allah Almighty. So if you are such a person, that alhamdulillah you are, make sure, when you know this party, like friends are getting together, and they share a lot of jokes, they waste their time, okay? And yes, maybe even, God forbid, you will fall into gunah, into sin, into ma'asiyah, okay? If you know this happens. For example, they might play the music and they might dance together. Yeah, they might have fun. Maybe I'm saying this. It does not happen to you. But if, God forbid, these kind of suggestions come to you, okay? You should be so straight. Say, no, I'll not come. I'll not join you. Yeah? My teacher was saying this, and he was reading this ayah to me and all my friends. He was saying, be straight. If you know there is something going to happen, ma'asiyah is going to happen. The words of Allah Almighty are not going to be heard there, okay? Straight. Just say, no, I don't join you. Say, inni akhafu Allah rabbal alameen. I care about Allah Almighty, okay? Be straight. Here, Allah Almighty tells our Prophet, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ I don't worship what you worship, O kafirun. Okay? Straight, say, I don't worship. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا عَبُدُونَ And of course, you don't worship what I worship, because you don't have this belief, this understanding. وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ Nor will I worship what you have worshipped. You have worshipped idols, statues, cows, I never do that, because they are useless. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ Nor will you worship what I worship. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ الدِّينِ To you, your religion, and to me, my religion. But you gotta have this understanding, O mushrikeen, O kafirun, okay? That my religion is the true religion.
I have a question.
Yes.
So if you don't know, a sin is gonna happen.
Okay.
So if you commit that sin, So if you don't know, the sin is gonna happen.
Okay.
But you commit it, but you don't know, what are you doing?
Oh, if something happens which is not in your control, you will not be punished for that. But you have to ask Allah Almighty to forgive you. Okay, guys, if you are supposed to, for example, care about halal and haram, it's because you have free will. If you were forced to do something, and if you couldn't do anything about it, okay? Yeah, of course you will not be punished for that, because you were forced. Okay? So, that was the message of this ayah, a short message, but remember, you have to refer to the Tafasir book, okay? A lot of good teachings you can find, inshallah. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. So now we'll go through the tajweed rules. We'll practice all together, okay? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
One thing I have to tell you. You must be knowing the letter Hamza and Ayn, how to pronounce them correctly, okay? Because this surah has a lot, okay, of Ayn. Yes? لا أعبد ما تعبدون عين عين علاد okay علاد okay You have. So be careful about the pronunciation. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ
قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ
أَحْسَنْتُمْ يَا أَيُّ The mad is not wajib because, you know, ya is another word, ayu is another word. So they are compound. Okay, it's a compound word, but there are two words. So you can skip the mad. Okay?
Yeah.
قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ This way. أَيُّهَا أَلِفْ مَدْ The rule says that when you have a mad letter, okay, A, U, E, plus next word starts with a Hamzatul Wasl, you have to skip Hamzatul Wasl because you're going to join. Next, you have to skip the mad also. Ha, ha, U, U, E, Quickly join it, okay? If it is an A sound, Alif Mat, change it to Fatha. If it is a Waw Mat, change it to Dhamma. If it is a Ya Mat, change it to Kasra. A, E, U, this way. Ya ayyuhal kafirun. Ya ayyuhal kafirun. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Fawad, next ayah, listen and repeat all of you. لا أعبد ما تعبدون
لا أعبد ما تعبدون
Great. So, لا, that was great. لا, مد is not wajib again. Yes? Because the next word starts with a hamza, so hamza is not in the word لا. They are in separate words. لا has an alif مد. So, you can say لا أعبد ما, but make sure you pronounce the natural مد, okay? The آ sound. لا أعبد When we say mad is not wajib, we mean stretching it for six counts. It's not wajib. Not the natural mad for two counts. It is wajib here because it has to be there. لا أعبد أعبد Make sure Hamza and Ayn. أعب First is أع Sometimes we make mistake. أعوذ أع Right? لا أعبد ما تعبدون Next ayah. ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد.
ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد.
أحسنتم. ولا أنتم نون ساكن plus تا.
إخفاء.
From the rule, the rule إخفاء is applied. What is rule إخفاء? Hiding the sound of.
Noon.
Antum. Close your mouth. Antum. The lips should not touch. Antum. Produce the sound from your nose. Nasal sound. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ Right? أَعْبُد. You stop here. The dhamma on the top of dal is changed to a sukun. The qalqala is applied with a normal level. أَعْبُد. So, next ayah.
وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ
Guys, on the top of the word أَنَا, yes. on the top of Alif, you see a circle.
Yeah. Yes.
What do you think about that?
It is a sukun.
It is a sukun, but a special type of sukun.
A bigger sukun.
No. Listen to the recitation. I recite it two ways. First, I join the word ana with the next word. Next, I stop here.
وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدُمْ أَنَا عَابِدُمْ
I skip that alif, right?
وَلَا أَنَا
I stop. So it tells you a special rule. If this sign, circle, tells you, if you join the word ana with the next word, you skip alif. But if you stop on the word ana, you should stretch it for alif mad. Alif mad must be pronounced. Look.
Wala ana abidum.
You skip that alif, yes? But now. Wala
ana.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Ana. So, yeah. That's it. Abiduna ma a'bud.
Wala antum abiduna ma a'bud. Wala antum abiduna ma a'bud.
Okay, it's the same as the second, the third ayah. So, Last ayah. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ
لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ
Make sure it's not وَلِيَ الدِّينَ. No, there is no alif lam. وَلِيَ دِينَ Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. The tajweed rules were mentioned here. Make sure you practice them. And the tafsir, yes, refer to the tafsir books, inshallah. Thank you so much. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. We recommend you stay with us, inshallah, with the next coming sessions on IRIB English Radio. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان